Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and you are asking a question in your column today that might make folks uneasy, uncomfortable, queasy.
Yeah.
It's not awful. The possibility's not rotten, but you're asking the question, is this as good as it gets right now?
Yeah. Well, the, you know, what we've had, 2009 was arguably the best year that federal workers have ever had on Capitol Hill. Number of bills that had been pending for years, some real long shots were passed, and everybody thought, you know, happy days are here again. And then, boom, we go right into various commissions, blue ribbon panels, recommending a 3-year pay freeze. So we have the White House proposes a 2-year freeze. Congress extended it to 3. The White House sets up sequestration, sort of daring the Republican House to vote it in, and the Republicans unwisely did. So we had the sequestration, which we live with daily in the federal government. But we have all these threats to people. The path to prosperity, I believe it's called, introduced this week by Congressman Ryan, former vice presidential candidate, and he's chairman of the House Budget Committee, and he wants to do a number of things, number of savings, long-term savings, including making current federal workers pay more for their retirement system, appreciably more in most cases, and for future hires, they would lose a retirement system period. They would be in something called a defined contribution, where they would pay into like an IRA or a TSP account, but they would not get a civil service benefit as people do currently. So radical change. All of these things that have been proposed haven't happened.
Right.
We've been living with them for several years. Each year, you know, I did a column. You and I were talking about it. Round up the usual suspects. Not trying to be cute, but we've been rounding up the usual suspects. This is an election year, so they're probably not going to do anything adverse to any group. Although that path to prosperity is a little frightening to federal workers. And the White House is certainly not going to do anything to federal workers, although it favors raising the employee contribution rates to the retirement system. And it endorsed the 2-year pay freeze. This year it dropped the idea of the chain CPI that would reduce future cost of living adjustments for people under Social Security, civil service, and military retirement. But it's for it. And they just dropped it this year to keep the unions happy, but it's coming back. So 2015 really could be a rough year for federal workers. Again, the Congress they're fixated on getting reelected or elected to Congress. They're going to be out half the year or more. They're taking a 2-week spring break on top of many other vacations that they've planned this year. So it's not likely that anything bad is going to happen this year. But boy, 2015 could be a different story.
Yeah, I guess the comfort we take for 2014 is everybody that I hear from on Capitol Hill says the Ryan plan has no chance of going anywhere. I mean, there's none of the provisions in it are likely to show up, or I should say very few are likely to show up in the final vehicle that President Obama signs, whatever it is, whatever form it takes. But the possibility does exist. Some of these things could be around next year. I mean, the point that you make in the column today is right on target, I think.
Yeah, and again, too, I think you got to wonder why he introduced this when he did, because the budget has been settled for 2 years. They've agreed to go on as they have been, since they haven't done a good job of approving budgets. But people forget that a budget or something like the Ryan thing, it's a blueprint, it's a roadmap, it's not an appropriation. It's just saying, this is what we ought to do, and it almost never happens. It certainly doesn't happen in its entirety. But I wonder why Mr. Ryan even brought this out, if he's appealing to his base, or...
Well, yeah, I can actually answer that question. Yeah. The first thing that he said on the conference call, before anybody even asked him any questions, is he said the Republican Party should be party of proposition and not opposition.
Yeah.
Now that's a cute phrase. That's a cute way to frame it. But his point is, I think, a valid one, regardless of what you think about politics. He's saying the Republican Party should say what it's for rather than just what it's against. And so he's saying, here's what we're for.
Yeah.
Here's a list of how we would prioritize the federal budget if it were left up to us. And so in that case, We can agree or disagree sure. with the priorities that he takes, but I think he deserves a little credit because both parties in Congress have had a hard time, as we've seen over the last handful to 10 years,
yeah.
of doing anything about saying what they're for when it's easier politically to just pass another continuing resolution and keep riding the way that yeah. we've been riding.
Well, and of course, the Republicans have taken a lot of heat because they're opposed to the Affordable Care Act, but they haven't come up with an alternative. And the Democrats keep throwing that in their face. So I can see that. But and I did not read the entire pathway thing, but the federal employee part of it in the Ryan proposal, there's nothing new in it. And I keep thinking, why stir up the hornet's nest? I mean, Eric Cantor would like to be Speaker of the House. He is from Virginia. Virginia is chock full of federal workers. If he ever has statewide ambitions, he's going to have to maybe pull back a little bit.
A Federal News Radio senior correspondent, Mike Causey's here. The Big Your Turn show today, you have one of the friends of this show on the program today. Carol Bonacero was with you.
Carol, the president of the Senior Executives Association, and we talked about a lot of things, but we focused on this legislation that would give the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs the authority to fire senior executives, career senior executives at will, or to bump them down. Think about this. You're SES making big bucks, and they bump you down to a GS3 job. How's that going to work in the neighborhood?
Well, one of the issues that I've wondered about with this, and I don't know if yeah. she addressed this, is who gets to decide? You know, I talked to Congressman Miller, the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, about this bill a month ago, probably. Yeah. That interview is archived at federalnewsradio.com. I said, Congressman, who decides that the decision that was made objectively and not made subjectively, that I just, yeah. you know, I decide, well, I'm Causey's boss, mm-hmm. and you know what? Yeah. He just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to knock him down to a 5 from a 13. Just how do we make sure that doesn't happen? Because yeah. we've heard of that happening.
I don't think there's any way to get insurance for that. I mean, I think it's human nature. And in the course of things, I'm sure the legislation says the panel will look at this, but ultimately it's the Secretary's responsibility. And if they convince him that it needs doing, he would do it. The irony, I think, is that Secretary Shinseki has said he doesn't want this authority. He doesn't need it. He said they can handle executives now. And Carol pointed out on the show, and they're two different roads, but if executives get two unfavorable ratings or unsatisfactory, I think she said in a 3-year period, they're out. So there's a mechanism to do that now. And, you know, with so many things, it's almost like potholes. We pour the hole in concrete in the hole and seal it again. If a law doesn't work, you pass another law. Mm-hmm. But at some point, as you said, you've got to get down there in the nitty gritty, and somebody has to enforce it and implement it.
Yeah, because another way that laws and potholes are similar is if you keep running over them and don't fix them really down at the core, they just pop open again.
Yeah, yeah. It's and as somebody pointed out, we were talking the other day, and they said, well, there ought to be a law against it. And someone said, there's a law against jaywalking. And somebody else said, yes, and there's a law against murder, too. But it still happens.